This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Made in Melbourne, for Australia and the world, this is the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup, a weekly update of what's been happening in the gay, lesbian, bisexual, trans and intersex communities.
G'day and welcome to QNN. I'm Jacob Holman.
And I'm Matt Thompson. The Northern Territory government is in turmoil this week with the resignation of the Deputy Chief Minister after the NT News reported he used gay slurs against a political staffer. Dave Tollner fronted media last week, dismissing suggestions he ought to resign.
I just think that this is an improper inquisition in some regards because it was a personal conversation.
But by the end of the week, the axe had fallen. Mr. Tollner said he didn't approve of a draft statement affirming support for adoption by gay and lesbian couples because it pushed the agenda of pillow biters and shirtlifters. It's believed the comment was made to a gay staffer who's also the son of another government MP, Gary Higgins.
The Labor Party in Queensland has formally called on the federal opposition to bind party members to vote for marriage equality. The motion, which was carried on The Voices, is expected to turn up the heat on federal Labor to fully support its own policy at the party's national conference in July next year. In 2011, the party's platform was changed to support gay marriage, but with a caveat allowing members to vote against it. At the time, Senator John Faulkner urged delegates to back a binding party policy.
But we're asked to extend just such an entitlement to those whose consciences are troubled by who other Australians choose to marry. Well, I take the view that a conscience vote on human rights is not conscionable.
LGBT firefighters from Victoria's CFA are set to march for the first time in Melbourne's Pride March next year. Alastair Kingston has the story.
Pride March organisers have welcomed news that CFA volunteers will march in uniform alongside other emergency services like Victoria Police, Ambulance Victoria and the State Emergency Service. CFA Gippsland Regional Director Mark Potter says plans for the CFA Pride Group to march has his full support and that the CFA's diverse membership makes it stronger as an organisation. The CFA's Pride Ambassador and gay volunteer firefighter Russell Wright says participating in the event will show how diverse the authority is, and it's excellent the CFA recognises and supports its LGBT members. For QNN, this is Alastair Kingston.
Turning overseas now, and in the US, where a hunting club in Minnesota has been forced by the state's Human Rights Department to pay for a gay couple's wedding after they refused to hold the ceremony on their property. Equal marriage became legal there last August, and this is the first discrimination case of its kind to be settled. A lawyer for LeBlanc's Rice Creek Hunting and Recreation said the hunting club had simply misunderstood the law and has apologised to the couple along with the payout.
An anonymous hacker has revealed a security flaw in the popular gay male dating app Grindr, where users' exact locations can be uncovered. The unidentified user has taken to warning Grindr users through the app's messaging service by posting their locations himself. The hacker claims to have notified 100,000 users already about the security risk and says that Grindr had been made aware of the issue months ago but has failed to do anything about it.
And it would appear most of Australia's sporting codes have dropped the ball on actioning their own anti-homophobia frameworks as deadlines loom. With more on that and the rest of QNN Sport, it's Tanya Lewis.
Among the five major codes, the NRL is the only one to have finalised its policy, while several say they will just introduce training programs. The Star Observer says cricket, AFL, soccer and union codes have until August 27 to meet the agreement they signed in April. With the Bingham Cup underway, Mark Bingham's mother admits she used to have a bad attitude when it came to homosexuality, but is now honoured to have a tournament named after her gay son. Alice Hoagland says she was uneducated, but her son's coming out forced her to re-evaluate stereotypes. Hoagland was in Sydney for the Cup this week, holding a Q&A at her son's documentary screening. And LGBT ally Chris Cluey has reached a settlement with his old team, the Minnesota Vikings, and will donate all the proceeds to charity. The former punter believes he was fired for supporting gay rights and threatened to sue the Vikings when they refused to make the findings of a homophobia investigation public. Cluey says the settlement will include a substantial amount for five different charities.
Thanks, Tanya. That's it for QNN for another week. I'm Matt Thompson.
And I'm Jacob Holman.
Thanks to the team at QNN. That was the Joy 94.9 GLBTIQ News Roundup. To hear this update again, you can subscribe to the QNN podcast, available at joy.org.au/QNN. Or you can follow QNN on Twitter, at QNN Australia.
At QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.